Well, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. I welcome you, my brothers and sisters, to this fourth class that we're having in second letter G in the ABCs of Christian Growth, which is entitled The Gospel. That's what we've been studying, The Gospel. And if this sounds kind of different to you and the music sounds kind of different to you, it's because they changed the software on the phone that I was using to do the recording over 400 hours so far. And they changed the software. My phone didn't qualify no more. It's a dinosaur, too old. You know how they do. No matter whether you pay for the software or not, you know, the devil's just going to make it just as hard as he can to try to keep this stuff from happening. But we're going to study God's Word anyway. This is the first recording with a new, well, it's not a new phone. It's an old phone, but it's an updated phone from the dinosaur. And I've been working on it for about an hour or 2 hours trying to get this thing to do right and to sound right and everything else where you'd be pleased with it. And I hope this is it. I'm going to listen to it after it's over with, and I hope I don't have to do this recording all over again. But if we do, we're going to have a good class and give it a try. But if you notice something different, that's what it's all about, okay? Today we're going to get into a new portion of our study. We have been over the definitions. We've been over 10 different gospels that the Bible teaches us that there are. We've been over the definition of the gospel, like I mentioned just a second ago, and went over some fellas telling us what the gospel was, Martin Luther and a couple other fellas that was teaching us. And then on our last class, we went over a very important part that we began with. We called it We Begin With This, but we talked about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God and the Gospel and the Bible being synonymous. Remember that? And we talked about the eternal Word, the living Word, the spoken Word, and the eternal Word, the living Word, the spoken Word, and the written Word. Remember that? And went over lots of scripture having to do with that and found out, and we just narrowed it down, and we know what the gospel is. We know what the gospel is. It's the good news. It's the glad tidings, the joyful message. Well, the joyful message of what? Of what God has done for mankind, what God has done through the Lord Jesus Christ coming from the eternity, the eternal Word coming and becoming the living Word, incarnating into a human body and being named Jesus, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God Himself, speaking out of a human body, became the spoken Word, or spoke the Word, the spoken Word, and to the people that He recruited to follow Him around and were privileged enough to be apostles and prophets, and it became the written Word, and that's what we have today, and that's how the Lord communicates with us. Today we're going to get into some Bible descriptions of the gospel, and I'm just going to go down through there, and we're just going to see some more stuff about the gospel and what the Bible talks about when it's talking about the gospel. We know what the gospel is. It's the good news. It's the glad tidings. And we've seen 10 different gospels, messages or gospels that the Bible defined for us. But particularly the rest of the study is going to probably focus primarily on the Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of the grace of God and what the Bible talks about when it's talking about gospel. Bible descriptions of the gospel. Well, what is the gospel? Well, do you remember our scripture? There's one scripture that we've been over many times since we've been through our study so far. Do you remember what it was? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. If you keep in mind what, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, and he did receive it directly from the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the new stuff, the Pauline gospel. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. Now remember that. That's the gospel. When somebody asks you about the gospel and what, well, I heard there was 10 different gospels. Yes, there are. That's true. Okay, but, well, what is the gospel? Well, this is the gospel, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. Well, which one of them's true? All of them are true. All of them are true. But for this dispensation in the age of grace, the Pauline gospel, the gospel of the grace of God, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's how people acquire eternal life. That's the only thing that God the Father will accept, is going to the cross, coming through Jesus Christ. No man cometh unto the Father but by me, the Lord said. Remember that? Okay, but going in some Bible descriptions of the gospel. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Well, the first one is a Bible description of the gospel is that it is described as the gospel of God. The gospel of God. The gospel that we just got through talking about, 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, Bible descriptions of the gospel. Well, it is described as the gospel of God. Romans 1:1, the Bible says, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, that's the one that gives us the gospel, the new gospel, the gospel of the grace of God. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. The gospel of God. It's not the gospel of man. Man's got a lot of gospels, doesn't he? And man has come up with all kind of sorts of things down through history. Catholicism, Buddhism, Mohammedism, this-ism and that-ism, and a lot of isms that are taught on some of our other lessons, and you can go over them, and there's many of them. Many, many, many isms out there. But it's not the gospel of God. Not the gospel of God. 1 Thessalonians 2:8, the Bible says, so being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only, but also our own selves, because ye were dear unto us. 1 Thessalonians 2:8 also says that the gospel is described as the gospel of God. The gospel of God. Here's another one, 1 Peter 4:17. The Bible says, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Speaking of our bodies, the temple of God. The judgment must begin at the house of God, and if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? The gospel of God. So we see, first of all, that the Bible describes gospel as the gospel of God. The gospel of God. Well, what else? What else does the Bible? That's not all. Secondly, the Bible describes gospel. It describes it as the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. 2 Corinthians 2:12, the Bible says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was open unto me of the Lord. Well, the Bible describes the gospel as the gospel of Christ also. Not only the gospel of God, but the gospel of Christ, the good news, the good tidings, the gospel of Christ. Romans 1:19-16, the Bible says, for God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, Christ, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. The gospel, according to the Bible, is called the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. What else? Well, 1 Thessalonians 3:2, it also says that, and sent Timotheus, our brother and minister of God, and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to comfort you concerning your faith. You see that thing? That's Paul talking in them verses. And he's the one that was given the gospel of the grace of God, which is referred to biblically and scripturally, and described as the gospel of God and the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ. Well, that's not all. What else? Well, thirdly, it is described as the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. In Matthew chapter 24 and verse 14. And now we went over that, and don't let this confuse you, because there's no confusion in it. You just got to rightly divide that thing. And we're not studying this right now about the differences between the gospel of the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. We're not studying that right now. We're not going to study it right now in this study. So don't let this throw you off. It's talking about the gospel. It says Matthew chapter 24, verse 14, "And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." Then shall the end come. So we know that that the Bible describes the gospel itself as the gospel of the kingdom. Of course, this is not talking about the gospel that we're under right now, the gospel of the grace of God, but yet the Bible does describe it as the gospel of the kingdom. It is good news. It is joyful news. Joy, good and joyful news. Even though the timing of this gospel is different, because the end's not come yet. This is talking about a different gospel, and we talked about that briefly on one of our other studies. But we're not going to go into it, and don't let it throw you off. It's gospel either way. It's just the changes in the dispensation as time goes on and as God changes things. He changes things according to His will, not our will. All right, what else? Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about Bible descriptions of the gospel. It's described as the gospel of God. It's described as the gospel of Christ. It's described as the gospel of the kingdom. What else? Well, it's described as the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the grace of God. And that's what brings us in, and that's how we know. Acts chapter 20, listen to this. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24. "But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God." The gospel of the grace of God. That's the gospel that we're saved under. That's the gospel that's going on right now and is valid in this dispensation that God has set up, and that no man can come unto the Father but by Jesus Christ, and that's the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the grace of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Remember that death, the burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. No works, not of works, lest any man should boast. It's all by grace through faith. Ephesians chapter 3, listen to this, and verse 2 through 6. Talking about, that is, the Bible describes the gospel as the gospel of the grace of God. If you have heard of the dispensation, now listen, this is where Paul explains what we're talking about dispensation. Dispensation is just a period of time where God dispenses certain truths and certain certainties of His will. It's a dispensing in a certain period of time. For instance, in the Old Testament, that was a different dispensation. God dispensed different truths and different things in the Old Testament that are no longer He's no longer dispensing, or no longer, that's no longer part of the New Testament. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you, Lord, you see how Paul said a dispensation of the grace of God? You see how things change? He even named that. He's saying during this time, during this dispensing of grace, this dispensing of salvation, of how God's doing things, in this particular time, in this dispensation, If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, talking about the gospel of the grace of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. But listen to this, nobody knew about it. It was a mystery until he gave it to Paul. How that by revelation, on the road to Damascus and Paul's training, and the Lord Jesus Christ taught it to him himself, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages, like the Old Testament, and like the tribulation period, and like the millennium, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. Nobody knew about it until Paul got it, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. By the gospel. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the Bible's descriptions of the gospel. It's described as the gospel of the grace of God. It's described as the gospel of Christ. It's described as the gospel of the kingdom, and it is described as the gospel of the grace of God. What else? That's not all. It's described as the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. The Bible calls the gospel of peace. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. The gospel of peace. The Lord Jesus Christ, whether you know it or not, brought in peace. It's just not showing in the world, this wicked world right now. But as far as the gospel of the grace of God and the way of salvation and what Jesus has accomplished and the Godhead has accomplished, it is peace. It's peace because it has done what it has done, only what God could do. The death, burial, and resurrection made an atonement that's going to last for eternity, and it's for anybody and everybody. What a wonderful, wonderful gospel. Good news, absolutely. Joyful news, joyful sound. Amen. So it's the gospel of peace. The Bible calls it that. We're talking about gospel. All right, what else? Well, the sixth thing is that it's described as the gospel of salvation. The gospel of salvation. The Bible calls it that. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. And whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. If you were saved by the gospel. By the gospel. And whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. The gospel of salvation, it is called. What else? Well, it's described, the Bible describes the gospel as the gospel of the glory of Christ. The gospel of the glory of Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 4, listen to this. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Should shine unto them. And that's the devil's business, and that's the world's business, is blinding the minds of the lost. I mean, you didn't know anything about the gospel of the grace of God and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ until you were enlightened, until somebody brought you the gospel, and you believed on it, and then you were enlightened. The Holy Ghost regenerated you, and now you can see and you can understand spiritual things, and you can understand what the gospel is and the glorious gospel of Christ. You know what it is. That's why you're here studying right now, is you're finding out the spiritual things, comparing spiritual with spiritual. Is what the Bible says. It is described as the gospel of the glory of Christ. What else? Well, what are we talking about? We're talking about what the Bible describes the gospel as, describes it as. Well, it describes it as the glory of God. It describes it as the glory of Christ. It describes it as the gospel of the kingdom. It describes it as the gospel of the grace of God. And it describes it as the gospel of peace. It describes it as your salvation, the gospel of salvation. It describes it as the gospel of the glory of Christ. That's beautiful, isn't it? And what else? Well, it describes it as the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ. The gospel, the good news, the joyful news of the preaching of Jesus Christ. Listen to Romans chapter 16 and verse 25 and 26. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest, and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. The gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ. Remember, talked about Jesus coming and offering the kingdom and preaching, went about doing good and healing and casting out devils. And during that three and a half years ministry, well, during that time he was preaching, and the gospel of the kingdom was rejected by the Jews, and it transferred the gospel of the kingdom of God that he brought, or the kingdom of heaven that he brought for Israel. They rejected it, and it transferred and switched over to, since they rejected it and crucified the Lord, it switched over to the kingdom of God, the spiritual kingdom, okay, and the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ, and then the Pauline gospel that came in, the gospel of the grace of God, which Jesus taught him when he saved him. All right, it's described as the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ. What is the gospel? The Bible, the way the Bible describes the gospel, it describes it as the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ. All right, and there's one more. There's one more here. It is described as the gospel of good tidings of great joy for all people. Now, you know that scripture over in Luke. The world loves to nail that up on the wall, even though they don't have any idea what they're talking about. The gospel of good tidings of great joy for all people. They had put a little baby down in a manger, which is all right, and everything else, and all that sort of business. But that baby in that manger he was the one that came, and he was the incarnate one, yes. But he grew up, and there was years and years that nobody knew anything about him until he become 30 years old. And there's a big gap in that from when he was a young man. And the Bible tells us absolutely nothing about him for over 10 years, more than that. I think it was close to 19 years of his life that the Bible tells you absolutely nothing about. And then he shows up on the scene at 30 years old, right there with John the Baptist. And that's when, but as far as this guy, it is the Bible describing the gospel of good tidings and great joy for all people. That is exactly what them angels, and let me read the scripture to you. In Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, let me read them. And also verse 25 through 32, listen. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Now what is that? That's the definition of gospel, remember? Which shall be to all people. For unto you, now that's prophecy right there. Because when Jesus came, he didn't offer that. He didn't offer the gospel. He didn't offer the gospel to Gentiles. He offered it to Israel. But when Israel denied it, guess what? The Gentiles got in. And guess who came about? The Gentile preacher, Paul, and brought in the New Testament. You see that thing? Isn't that beautiful? For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem. You go on down to verse 25, and this is after Christ has been born, and they bring Joseph and Mary bringing the child and bringing him up to the temple to obey the law and of a man child, and they're coming up there. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. Is waiting for the Bible fulfillment of the Christ to come. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. What a promise, what a deal. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents, that's Mary and her husband Joseph, but when the parents brought in the child, Jesus, to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. You see that prophecy there that the Gentiles were going to get in on that thing, and Christ was going to not only do it for Israel, but also do it for the Gentiles, that it said all men. Remember, the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. To all people. Amen. Amen. The gospel. Bible descriptions of the gospel. The Bible calls that gospel a lot of things, doesn't it? It names it a lot of things, but guess what? It's all the gospel. It's all the gospel. It's good news. And guess who it's about? It's about the Lord Jesus Christ and the plan that God put together for the redemption of man, and a plan that's perfect, that could only please the Father, to where he could be propitious to people now and forgive them. And not only forgive them, but with this sacrifice, the blood of Christ, the eternal blood of God, and one sacrifice forever could not only pay for sins and forgive sins, but take away sins forever, forever. And that is amazing, isn't it? Now, man can't come up with no stuff like that. Do you know any men the Lord has teach us how to forgive one another. Now, do you think man could come up with some kind of salvation to where he could live forever? Really? Really, really? All these religions out there that are talking about gospel and talking about how good news and how you do this and how you do that. How is a man going to come up with a plan that's going to let him live forever and pay for it? Because man knows he's a sinner, and he knows what's got to happen. Somebody's got to pay the price. I mean, if there's a God, then there's accountability. If there's a God, he is holy, and he's way more, he is way indescribably more powerful than man, and he doesn't think like man. And if there's a God, then he's going to require man. He's going to require of man. There's going to be you're going to have to give account. And if you got to give account, how are you going to do that to a holy God? Because man knows in his heart who he is and what he is. The Bible says that vanity, that man knows that he's vain. He knows that he's a sinner. He knows he is. But man keeps trying to come up with ways and come up with this and come up with that and come up with this and come up with that. And it's always been that way. But this gospel, what God planned and what God put together, is so wonderfully perfect. It is perfect. Every detail of it. Every detail. From before the world was, the Bible talks about, that the Lord, now how do you imagine that, before the world was, that God was able to think this plan out and then put it into play, and that all the prophecies of a man that hadn't even been born yet in the Old Testament in Isaiah, and all these things about what was going to happen to him in Isaiah 22, and how he was going to die, the way he was going to die, what was going to happen to him during his torturing, and just all the different things that was prophesied of him came to pass on the second. And every one of them came to pass. Do you know, man couldn't come up and he couldn't prophesy. I mean, do you know when you're going to die? Do you know how you're going to die? Do you know the very minute that you're going to die? Do you know the way, what's going to happen when you die? I mean, do you know how old you're going to be when you die? We don't know any of that stuff. But the Bible prophesied all that, and it came to pass on one man, and every one of them fulfilled to the T. To the T. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Bible descriptions of the gospel. It is described as the gospel of God. It is described as the gospel of Christ. We're talking about gospel, the gospel. It is described as the gospel of the kingdom. It's described as the gospel of the grace of God. It is described as the gospel of peace. It is described as the gospel of salvation, the gospel of your salvation. It is described as the gospel of the glory of God. It is described as the gospel of the preaching of Jesus Christ. It is described as the gospel of good tidings of great joy for all people. For all people. All right. Well, I think you know what we're going to do. We're going to cut this short, not short, but just stop right there. And we're going to stay with, because I don't know how this recording is going to go or the quality of it or anything else being. I think it's going to be all right, but I'm going to stop just in case. And if I have to redo this and go through this portion of our class again, it won't be no big deal, but just for that reason, okay? So we're going to cut class short today, and we're about 30, 32, 33 minutes into it, and that'd be all right, won't it? And we'll pick up on our next class, and if everything goes right, and if this is all right, we'll just keep on like this, and where it don't aggravate nobody and stuff like that, but we'll get blessings out of it, and everything works good, then we'll keep on going. If not, then I'll just do my, just change up and keep changing up until we get something right. Okay? All right, so there we go. Let me give you the scriptures for today, okay? And if you get your pencil there, I'll read them out to you. Bible descriptions of the Gospels, what we've been over today, and the first scripture is Romans chapter 1, verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. Romans chapter 1, verse 9 and 16. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 2. Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 2 through 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Romans chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. And the last one for today is Luke chapter 2, verse 10 and 11. And then also verses 25 through 32 of chapter 2. Okay? All right. Well, there we go. And that's our lesson for today. And it's been pretty good. The Bible descriptions of the gospel. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for honoring your Lord and disciplining yourself. I know you discipline yourself, and I know you do what you do for the Lord on purpose. The Bible says, therefore, brethren, Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It counts. It counts. You sitting here and going through these classes and seeing God's Word and studying God's Word, you're honoring the Lord and you're learning God's Word, and there's nothing but profitable things happening, and the enemy's going to try to just destroy all that, and you know that. And I just admire you for your discipline and for you going ahead and studying in spite of everything, and just trust the Lord and keep on keeping on, okay? 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. That's the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, the gospel of the grace of God. Amen. Well, the Lord bless you, and thank you for your patience on these recordings. And what a class. What a God we have. What a God we serve. Let's go believing, and let's keep trusting our Lord. The Bible says that sometimes we have to go through suffering so he can settle, establish, and strengthen us. And if that's the case with you, you hang in there and don't you dare quit. You keep on for the Lord. And you'll get through it, and you'll come out holier, because that's the Lord's promise. I love you with Christ's love. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. I'll talk to you on the next one, okay? Bye-bye.